Hey guys, before we get started with this episode, I just wanted to take a quick second to tell you about a Facebook group that I started that you can join. It's called the DIY SEO Community, and it is free to join on Facebook. So this is a group of bloggers and solopreneurs who are trying to grow an organic audience for their website. So this is where you can ask questions about inbound marketing, get website feedback, and chat about digital marketing strategies. So whether you want to talk about SEO, content marketing, social media, conversion optimization, or digital analytics, this is the place to do it. You can help us build up this community. To find it, all you need to do is on Facebook, search for DIY SEO Community. Hope to see you there and enjoy the episode. An authentic brand can create loyal customers who keep coming back. Customers who spread your story for you and build your community. Customers who refer you to their friends every time the topic comes up. But what makes a brand authentic? And now it's time for some more DIY SEO tips with Jennifer Regina. It starts with a story. Before you can build an authentic brand, you need to understand your brand story. You need to know why you're doing what you're doing and how you got there. Then you need to build it into a story that you can share. When you share your mission as a story, people will remember. You share the ups, the downs, and the full journey of how you became the ideal guide for their own hero's journey. You need to be consistent and unique. So, you need to not only have a brand story, you need to use it consistently. This message should appear on your website, your social media accounts, and your emails. You want your mission to be clear and memorable. If you have a team, make sure your team members understand the mission so they can use it to guide their decisions as well. When you stay true to your mission and focus all of your efforts on the underlying reason why you do what you do, it makes any decision simple. Decisions should align with your company mission. So, for example, the mission of ClearPath Online, my business, is to instill confidence in entrepreneurs who want to grow their own website traffic. We want to give digital marketing confidence to business owners who have no experience with it. Our mission is not to get people to sign up for our DIY SEO tool. That is simply the main way we are able to fulfill our mission of providing confidence in online marketing. But our mission doesn't end there. Our social media content, our podcast content, and our email newsletters all try to support our mission. Before we create content, we ask, does this help entrepreneurs become more confident in digital marketing? And will it help people grow their website traffic? If the answer is yes, then we know it makes sense for our brand to build it. If you want a clear framework on how to build out a story for your brand, I'd recommend reading Building a Story Brand by Donald Miller. It provides an actionable framework that you can use to create a compelling brand story. Okay, next is to keep people first in mind. So to have an authentic brand, you need to remember that everything needs to be about the people you want to help, not about yourself. It's okay to talk about yourself on social media, but make sure you tie in why your ideal customer should care. How does this relate to them? Challenge yourself to always think of your customers, your target audience, and the community you are building. So for example, if you receive an industry award, that's a big deal and something that should be shared. You might put a banner on your website, a post on your social media accounts, and send out an email to your list. Those are all great ideas, but don't focus only on yourself. Use that moment to acknowledge all of the members in your community that helped you reach that achievement. Show gratitude. Your brand has to be about more than yourself. It needs to be about your community. Next is no black hat tactics. Do things the right way. If you want to be an authentic brand, don't try and cheat the system. Black hat tactics are tricks that people sometimes use to get quick SEO wins. If they work at all, the benefits normally don't last long because the search engines catch on quickly. Then they adjust the algorithm so people can't take advantage of that loophole again. It's not worth it. They are normally time-consuming hacks and they provide at most a short-term gain. They don't help your community and they can even cause irreparable harm to your website. Trying to trick the system will make you lose credibility and trust and won't provide long-term results. And then lastly, be honest. Transparency goes a long way. The most authentic brands are completely honest and transparent. So show people that they can trust you by providing accurate information, delivering on your promises, and communicating constantly. That's it. Follow those guidelines and you will have built an authentic brand. Thanks for listening, and if you enjoyed this, please subscribe. This episode was brought to you by ClearPath Online, a DIY SEO tool for your website.